Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood. A game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played. Golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. His father, Billy Casper, won the U.S. Open twice. Wingfoot Country Club in 1959 and Olympic Club in 1966.
You start also talking the senior open.
Yes, at
Hazeltine.
That's going to say Hazeltine. Yeah.
Yep.
I wouldn't put Hazeltine just off the top of my head. And again, right. I wasn't there for that. I wouldn't put that in there in the comment I was about to say regarding the U.S. Open venues as being the two of the toughest in the rotation of U.S. Open courses, Wingfoot and Olympic. But this week at Lancaster Country Club, the women are getting all they can handle from the setup of the USGA and the golf course that is being presented there at Lancaster. I mean, wow, how tough is it? And those ladies are battling out, and it's a grind. And that to me kind of answers the question, you know, what is the most exciting kind of golf? I like a little bit of a mix. I'm okay to see, you know, you think about the final round of the PGA Championship, I don't need to see guys always shooting 64s. I don't need 62s out there. But again, it was a year ago, we saw two 62s to open up at LA Country Club in the U.S. Open. So, you know, we're going to hear from John Bodenhammer coming up from the USGA. He's this director of championships, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about you know, the setup, how things are coming along there at Pinehurst, and also what is taking place at the ladies this week at the Women's Open, the 79th playing of the Women's Open. Yeah, so we got a lot to talk about. Caddy's going to stop by as well. We've got update, as you've heard, the charges against Scottie Scheffler have been dropped. We're going to talk about that. Lexi Thompson surprised the golf world with a retirement announcement this week. We'll get into that. Nelly Korda opened with an 80. Rose Zhang opened with an 80. Just kind of a struggle. 10 on a par 3 for Nelly. Some interesting stuff, and she's coming off of winning her 6th and 7. I mean, that's remarkable. The Canadian Open playing this week. It's the one-year anniversary of Nick Taylor, the first Canadian to win the Canadian Open. So that's exciting. We'll talk about that, plus anniversary of the tackle. We got to revisit that. Weirzy gets off to a hot start, and some President's Cup standing looks as well. So that's what we have going on this week on the show. It's going to be fun. We appreciate you stopping by. Stay tuned again for all of that. We got to take a short break. We'll come back and kick things off. Brian and Bob, you're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/Milo's rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See lowes.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, real talk. If you want to set yourself up for a great summer, you need to get to Kohl's this weekend. I just shopped the Red Hot Buys, and the prices were so good, I feel like I'm already on vacation. I found myself cute dresses for 30% off, swimwear for my kids starting at $14.99, and adorable finds from Carter's for 60% off. Plus, I saved up to 85% off clearance after an extra 50% off. So if you want a head start on your summer prep, then head to Kohl's now. Select styles, extra 50% off clearance valid through June 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. And this segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort in St. George. Bob, I went down to Black Desert this week, checked out the all-new Club 73 that just opened. It's the first restaurant open on property. It sits right adjacent to the 36-hole putting course, which is there in the practice area. And let me tell you a couple of things. Club 73 is awesome. It's named after Tom Weisskopf, in honor of Tom Weisskopf, who won the 1973 Open Championship. He also did 73 golf courses, designed 73, and Black Desert was his 73rd and final design. So Club 73 is an image of Weisskopf on the menu there, and it's just a cool setting. It really makes it, you know, that was such a desert environment. So now to have this restaurant there with, you know, shaded seating and fans going and music and great food and drinks and everything right there.
What'd you have to eat?
Well, I had to sample everything, Bob, for research purposes.
Okay. Gotcha.
I might be going against doctor's orders, or at least my wife's wishes. Yeah.
You ordered a sample tray?
Kind of. I got there for breakfast. So I tried the breakfast sandwich, which is an English muffin, sausage, egg, and cheese, kind of standard breakfast sandwich. Yeah. I'll tell you that the English muffin was superb. Really, you know, not warm throughout, kind of soft and really good. Kind of, if that's your thing. I had a couple bites of that. That's not my favorite. As far as just generally speaking, that wouldn't be my go-to, but I wanted to try it. It was good. The second one was I had the chorizo and egg breakfast burrito.
Ooh.
Oh gosh. Let me tell you. It was like freaking party in my mouth going on there.
Brian Taylor, food critic, breaking it down.
It was tremendous. And then I came back for lunch and had the burger. It's kind of like an In-N-Out burger, the way they've got the way they construct the burger, and some fries. And then it was really good. And then they have a sampling of dirty sodas. So one of them's called the Black Disaster. It's a Dr. Pepper base. And so I had to try that one. But the Putt-Putt, which is a Coke Zero and kind of a cream, coconut, and peach additive into there. It was really good. That's my jam, the putt-putt.
Putt-putt.
Putt-putt. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. And another little note, the TrackMan range is up and operational. So you're standing there and you're hitting, put it on practice mode, and you select your club, you move your target around on the range, and then you fire at it, and you can watch the ball, and then you turn around, look at the screen, and it'll tell you, you know, how far from the target you were, see your side spin, gives you all the ball data. And if you have your own TrackMan account, bring your iPad out there, log in, connect it, and it'll give you all the swing stuff as well. So it's really awesome. I mean, it really is cool. Then you got game mode. You can flip it on there and do a Top Golf kind of, you know, back and forth, or you could select a course at Pebble Beach on there. You could play Black Desert from the range if you wanted to. Practice hitting shots out on the golf course right there on the track, man, before you go out and play. I mean, it is a cool, it's just a, those little features that they have that just stands out at Black Desert in the experience. So anyway, check it out. BlackDesertResort.com, BlackDesertEvents.com for all the details on the PGA and LPGA events coming to Black Desert, including tickets, hospitality, sponsorships, volunteering, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, anyway, it's fun. It's just, like I said, and that food and beverage, it's included in your greens fees.
Ooh.
Go, just go have a good time. Enjoy.
Just go. That's right. Awesome.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go 3 minutes onto that one, but it was that good. So
no, it's okay.
Let's start off with Scottie Scheffler.
Uh-huh.
To me, it was a foregone conclusion. There was no way they were going to do anything with this. But to hear the district attorney come out and essentially, or county attorney, whatever, come out and say, look, I cannot move forward with this based on the evidence. I got the quote right here. He says that his office had reviewed all the evidence in the case and found that Scheffler's actions do not satisfy the elements of any criminal offenses. There you go. There was no basis. They had no case, basically, was what he was saying.
Right. Right. And the video, or the amount of video that showed that.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, I didn't realize that he had turned into the driveway.
Isn't that surprising?
Before he was confronted.
The gate was open. He was there. Like he could see the finish line from there.
Yeah. And he's turned into the driveway. He's in a player's car, a courtesy car, and he gets confronted for everything. It's crazy.
So I will say this, the one video that weren't able to see because there's no body camera and the buses were blocking those cameras, was apparently, and Detective Gillis maintains that he was drug, that he, you know, but again, it's not like his sleeve was caught in the door, shut in the door handle. He was drug because he hung onto the car. Now, his pants
supposedly.
I'm going to take him at his word. I tend to give those guys the benefit of the doubt. It was a chaotic situation. So apparently he was drug. I don't think Scottie was aware that he drug anybody. If you listen to the conversation and they play the audio between the arresting officer and Scottie, and he's like, I didn't know. I did not appreciate the line of questioning. It felt like they were treating Scottie as if he's like a 3-year-old in this scenario.
Right.
And they were also refusing to reason with him. It was all a matter of trying to get him to say something, it seemed, that would incriminate himself.
Yeah.
And Scottie just maintained he didn't know he was a police officer. He didn't know any. He was just doing what he normally does because he was told to go around traffic and get in for his tea time, blah, blah, blah. So it was a complete overreaction. His attorney and a lot of social media, court of public opinion, suggested that Scottie's going to retaliate and make a fortune off of a suit for this wrongful detention, if you will, arrest.
Yeah. And he said no.
And that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
How about the reasoning for why he decided not to? I mean, that's pretty stand up of Scottie. He's like, look, you know who's paying the bill if I do a suit? It's the people in Kentucky. It's taxpayers.
Correct.
So I'm not going to.
I'm not going to do that.
It's not their fault.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that was great. I thought his comments coming out of that when he could have, like his attorney said, he could absolutely. He had grounds to be able to file a suit and that kind of thing. And he said, you know what? That's not what Scottie Scheffler wants to do. And then he made those comments, as you said, it's only going to hurt the people of Louisville. And I don't want to do that. So Scottie, I think, wanted to move forward, get it behind him, and be done with it. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Based upon the totality of the evidence, my office cannot move forward in the prosecution of the charges filed against Mr. Scheffler. He said, Mr. Scheffler's characterization that this was a big misunderstanding is corroborated by the evidence. Boom, done.
Yep.
So it was an overreaction by the officer. We maintain that. Okay.
Yep.
I think he knows he made a mistake. He came out and said, look, I've been serving the people of Louisville for 20 years. I've been doing my best to serve and protect and all that kind of stuff. And I hope this can go behind me and that it's not held against me and I can continue to do my... I think he recognized he was in a... He wished it wouldn't have happened, right? He gets that.
Sure.
He did make a joke about his pants. He's like, they make us buy these $80 pants, and he said they were ripped, but whatever. He said, did maintain that he was drugged, but I think he was drugged because he was hanging on to a moving vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's how I don't know how else he would have been drugged.
Exactly.
Unless he was trying to handcuff the car. I don't know.
And the big thing is he didn't have his body camera on, and that's part of any type of police action that the Louisville Police Department, it's mandatory, and he didn't have it on. So
part of me thinks that there was probably some sort of an agreement to say, hey, look, you're right. This thing needs to go away. Kind of no harm, no foul here, but we don't want to look like we made a complete mistake in detaining him and have a lawsuit against us and all this kind of stuff. You know, what do you, not that it's a plea bargain, but sort of a handshake agreement. Look, well, let's drop this. You drop this. Let's move on. And Scotty was fine with it.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool. I have to think that was part of, I don't know. That's just me talking here. I'm not reporting anything. That's my opinion as I look at the situation.
Well, yeah, I think, like I said a second ago, and like you just said, I think Scotty wanted it to go away. He wanted it to be beyond it, be past it. He hired an attorney locally that kind of pushed everything along and viewed everything and probably went back to these guys and said, guys, you got nothing. You got nothing. Let's be done with this thing. Let Mr. Scheffler move on.
Yeah.
And that's probably what happened.
And they should have been nothing but excited to do that, considering that Scotty wasn't going to retaliate with any kind of a civil, you know, suit or anything like that.
Yep.
So, yeah. Well, anyway, so Scotty's free. There you go. T-shirts paid off. We'll take a short break. We'll continue more Real Golf Radio next.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Excited to talk to John Bodenhammer coming up here in just about 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be good. We're going to talk to the Chief Championships Officer for the USGA about the Lancaster Country Club, about Pinehurst, about what he does to get a championship ready for a U.S. Open, that kind of thing.
Anchor sites.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to ask him if he's in a mood. I am going to ask him that because I'll tell you what, it is a different feel. And that's the identity of the U.S. Open. There's no doubt about it. But nevertheless, we'll see what John has to say. It's coming up here in just a few minutes. Caddy's going to join us on the back nine, hour number two. We just talked about Scottie Scheffler, charges dropped. I just wanted to ask you, do you have any issue with the way it all handled? Like, do you think Scotty should retaliate because of this? I mean, it may have affected the outcome of the U.S. Open. I don't know. That's not fair to Xander to even say or speculate, but you have to wonder a little bit. And if you're Scotty, you got to go, man, I had some really good momentum coming in here. And then, you know, all this happened and it's unfortunate. And or do you just say, look, things happen. This is another feather in the cap for Scottie Scheffler and his character, and we'll just put this behind and move on.
Yeah, there's a couple things. First of all, unfortunately, it happened. It's too bad that it did happen and had to put something in the mix of the championship on a morning when there was some terrible tragedy that happened. The second thing is, not only did that happen, but you know, Scotty's caddy, Ted Scott, was gone for the third round where he played his worst round of the week. And unfortunately that happened, but they knew that was going to happen. And that was all part of what they had planned for the year and everything. But, you know, how important was it for Scottie Scheffler, especially coming off of the situation the day before where he played extremely well with Teddy on the bag, to have had that happen the next day, you know, shooting his first round over par for the week or for the year.
So
still he came back in the final round. He played some great golf. He finished in the top 10. I would expect nothing less from him. And with his ball striking ability and everything, I think he is the guy that is definitely, he's the guy that hits the ball to spots, that puts the ball in play in certain areas. And Ted Scott is going to help to be able to maneuver him around with his ball striking to play extremely well at the U.S. Open, in my opinion.
Well, look, you made a couple of good points there. He was disrupted on Friday with the arrest. Mm-hmm. He was disrupted on Saturday with his caddy being gone. And we know that Scheffler thrives on routine.
Yep.
And so to have that back-to-back disruption, one of them continued to carry a hangover disruption, being that he was facing charges.
Yeah.
And then to have the comfort of your caddy that's been your teammate, you know, that has helped you be so successful, having him be gone. The caddy took real exception to the fact that an actual tour caddy wasn't being used to replace Teddy for that round. And there might be some validation or merit to his comments there for sure. So,
yeah. And then the other thing is, I wish they would have settled everything sooner, whether it was that next day or whether it was as soon as the event was over, and not pushed it down the road a little bit further to where he had to worry out about it for even longer.
I would just say this, like it was important for them to have the due diligence and the judicial process play out.
Of course.
The city, the PD, everything wanted to make sure that it was all done appropriately so that there wasn't this narrative of, oh, if you're a PGA Tour player, then you just can get out of jail same day and go play golf. But if you're a regular Kentucky resident that doesn't have, you know, this kind of visibility, that you're, you know, you're stuck in jail until you kind of, you're guilty till proven innocent kind of scenario. I think a lot of people feel that way around PD these days rather than innocent till proven guilty. And so from that standpoint, I understand why they had to let that play out. And by no means, even though I do think it was an overreaction to a situation and something that didn't need to happen, I'm not out here wanting to throw, you know, shade on the PD or Gillis or anything like that. I think he was doing what he thought was best, even if it was a mistake. And hopefully he'll learn from that and be better for it.
Yeah,
so I think we all move on from yep. that one. So anyway, I'm glad it was dropped. All right, U.S. Yep. Women's Open, 79th playing at the U.S. Women's Open. Lancaster Country Club. And we mentioned this in the open, but what a brutal test that has been facing these players. Before we get into that, there was an announcement at the beginning of the week by Lexi Thompson that said this is going to be her final year on tour mm-hmm. and that she is effectively retiring. She's an 11-time winner on the LPGA Tour and got started in the U.S. Open. She qualified at the age of 12, which is remarkable. Just the one major to her name, I think, like Michelle Wee, who had just the one major to her career, which was at 2014 in Pinehurst.
Yeah,
I think you could say that Lexi Thompson, maybe for all of the expectations that were placed on her career and her talent and her charisma, that she underperformed a little bit, like you could have Michelle Wee. But at the same time, I think both of those ladies had remarkable careers and played a big role in furthering the women's game. It's been unfortunate that it's coming to a close so soon for Lexi, as it did with Michelle.
Yeah, career earnings. Well, first of all, she's going to retire at the age of 29 at the end of this year. She won't have yet gotten to her 30th year, but she's been playing professional golf for 14 years, and she's only 29 years old. So that's crazy. Also, career earnings of over $14 million in purses that were relatively minuscule compared, of course, to the men's game and that kind of thing. But like you said, 11 victories, one major. She had a chance to win a U.S. Open. She had a 5-shot lead with about 10 holes to play and kind of spit the bit and didn't get it done. But
was that Olympic Club or was that the Dinah Shore?
She lost in the Dinah Shore, but she won the Dinah Shore right. also. But you know, her game this year has been kind of a little rough. She talked about what it takes to stay at the top of your game and what you put into it and the practice and the working out and everything. And it kind of sounded like she's tired. And I can totally understand that, but she's got a lot of life in front of her. And kudos to her for what she's been able to accomplish in the game of golf. And she's been a great name and fun to follow.
And she also alluded to, you know, the social media pressures, you know, yep. that go along with yep. that and the expectations that are heaped upon. I love that she said she's the first one to say, I'm not going to ask for a pity party by any means, because she knows she is privileged to be able to play golf for a living. But she did shine some light on the fact that, hey, you know what, they're humans out there. Just because they play golf incredibly well, they're still humans. And yep. words stick with them. They hear it. They hear what things yep. are said out there. So
yep.
maybe another reminder to be kind, for sure. When we come back, John Bodenhammer joins us from the USGA next, right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle, but did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on-site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and as we mentioned, it is the U.S. Women's Open this week. Lancaster Country Club is where the event is taking place, and we're really pleased to be joined by a good friend of ours who is the Chief Championships Officer for the United States Golf Association on site overseeing this event. We'll see him in a couple of weeks at Pinehurst as well. John Bodenhammer joins us right now. John, how are you?
Doing great, Brian. And Bob, it's always good to be with you and standing here outside on a beautiful day at Lancaster Country Club, and good old-fashioned U.S. Women's Open has broken out.
Yes. Well, let me just, how do I say this nicely? Are you in a mood, John? Like, are you in, I mean, is this a little preview of what's to come from the USGA Championships? It is difficult out there.
Yeah, it's a U.S. Open test for sure, and you know, why I say that so confidently is we work really hard to engage the players and listen to them, and all of them are telling us that, and it's really fun to be around. Look, we got to get it to the house. We got to crown a champion on Sunday. We haven't presented a trophy on Friday or Saturday ever before. We're not going to start this year, but things have gone really well, and we're really, really pleased with how the golf course is presenting itself.
You know, there's been some talking points when we were sitting down at Pinehurst, and you made the presentation about, you know, only a certain number of days left before the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, and you talked about what you guys look for in a championship and what you're trying to do with a champion and that kind of thing. Maybe take a few minutes and just talk about what you guys are trying to bring out in these players as they play a U.S. Open type championship.
Yeah, thank you for that question. I think what we try to do is different than really anybody else does, and we're proud of that. It doesn't make us better, it just makes us different, and it really is around toughness, challenge, and we think of it as, within our strategies, as being tough but fair. And the reason that we think it's important to be tough, so to speak, is that when you win a U.S. Open or any USJ national championship, you've really done something special. You've achieved something that you know, you've climbed a mountain and at the top of the mountain, it can just be enjoyed a little bit more, and all the great champions in our past. And so to get there, we just really feel that we want to really examine every part of a player's game. Really just how they think about driving the golf ball, certainly in the fairway, but maybe even a certain part of the fairway, get the right angle into the green. And then to really be able to put spin on an approach shot into a green and hold a firm and fast green. And then you get on a green and you're going to have to navigate a difficult but fair hole location. And, you know, you miss a green, getting it up and down. And I think being able to move the ball left to right to left, being able to penetrate the wind with more of a shot, less spinning for the short irons. I mean, I'm getting granular here, but I think what I really mean is it's not about a score for us. Sure, we look at score, but it's really about players getting every club in their bag dirty, including the one between their ears. And that's what we try to do.
John Bodenhammer is joining us here from the Women's U.S. Open at Lancaster Country Club. And I appreciate that. I think there's a lot of people that look for identity in championships, and I think everyone has their identity. The U.S. Open being the toughest test in golf, if you will. How difficult is that line to be able to put that together to generate that type of test, but kind of keep it in that tough but fair?
It's not easy. It's because it's dependent on a whole bunch of variables. Most of all, the weather, you know, we have all the great technology and forecasts, but sometimes Mother Nature, which always has a seat at the table, can change. Wind can pick up more than you think or change directions. And, you know, we do live a bit on the edge. You know, we'll select hole locations that are challenging and on putting greens that are firm and quite fast. And a lot of it is dependent on the direction of the wind. And, you know, you get a pretty severe hole location and the wind shifts on you. It can result in less than desirable outcome. So, you know, it's stressful, no doubt about it. But we love it. And we take great pride in really presenting something to the players that when they do win, they can be very proud of too. But you know, make no mistake about it. It's a complex thing. We make real time decisions. It's a bit art, a bit science. I think it always will be. I think it all starts with great venues, and oftentimes, you know, those great venues, when you get the right weather, we don't have to do much of them. They just take care of themselves and present that test to the world's greatest players.
Talk a little bit about anchor sites, especially with the U.S. Men's Open, and those anchor sites that we will be seeing more of, and what goes into picking one of those, and also what goes into picking a normal site for a U.S. Open.
Yeah, thank you for that question. It's a good one. We get a lot of questions about anchor sites, and you know, we have three anchor sites: Pinehurst, and Oakmont, and Pebble Beach. But we also have a number of other strategic long-term relationships, places like, you know, sporting places like Marion Golf Club and Oakland Hills and Riviera and Los Angeles Country Club and Shinnecock Hills, and I could go on and on. It's not a long list, but it's a strategic list. It's a list of what we think of as America's greatest venues, the cathedrals of the game. We think that kind of says it all. But it is America's greatest venues, and there is an intentional process behind it. I think with anchor sites, there are three of them, and really the heart and soul of it is just continuous improvement. We take the U.S. Open back to those three anchor sites about every 5 or 6 years. And in doing so, we can think, and as we know, we look 15, 20, 25 years out with 3, 4, 5 more U.S. Open. The venues know we're coming back, and so we make improvements and think long-term, or we do. And, for example, at Pinehurst, We've done things that we never dreamed we could do, but by looking ahead, we've buried electrical lines underground throughout the entire property, water lines. We build a road system that nobody will see, but services back of house for hospitality and concessions and other things that, you know, we know we're coming back, that we can do those things, and it really just enhances both the player and the fan experience. It's really about continuous improvement, and I think Pinehurst is unique because we built our second home there, Golf House Pinehurst, to go with Golf House New Jersey, and we'll have 65 staff members there, the World Golf Hall of Fame, what we call the USGA Experience for the science and championships that are the USGA and what we do for the game. And we'll tell our story there to 1.5 million people that visit Pinehurst to play golf. And we're right there at the resort clubhouse just across the street from it. So we're pretty excited about it. Those are things that are all happening because we're thinking much further ahead and thinking about how we get better each time we're there. And then, you know, I think the golf course, the 2019 U.S. Amateur at Pinehurst, will inform the 2024 U.S. Open better, and the 2024 U.S. Open will inform the back-to-back men's and women's opens in 2029. So just continuous improvement and thinking ahead, long-term planning, and we're excited about it.
John Bodenhammer is the Chief Championships Officer for the USGA, joining us from Lancaster Country Club in the U.S. Women's Open taking place this week. You know, I love that you've always said that it matters to the players where they win their championships, and so you pick these venues accordingly and really have stepped up, especially, I would say, in the women's game. You know, we saw Pebble Beach last year and what that meant and, you know, the future sites. I imagine that's a bit of a negotiation with these cathedrals, as you call them, but your focus has been on that. And that's, you know, sure, it enhances the championship from the USGA's perspective, but it really, as you say, means something to those players to be able to win on those great golf courses. So that's a big part of your strategy as well, isn't it?
It is. And it was intentional, and another strategic approach was really being more player focused than we had been in the past. It was never we always had a relationship with the players, but it was usually for 1 or 2 weeks a year when we'd have a U.S. Open or a U.S. Women's Open. Now it's a 365, 24/7 year round sort of an engagement. What I mean by that is, it starts with our player journey. We don't just wait until they get to the U.S. Open or the U.S. Women's Open. We begin to engage players and their families and their college coaches, and heaven forbid these days, amateur players, their agents, that are girls junior at our junior amateur, our U.S. amateur, women's amateur, Walker Cup, Curtis Cup. And by the time they get to the Opens, we know everybody around them, and we know what's important to them, and we know the journey that they're on, because everybody's different. And part of that journey was really asking players over the last few years, where do you want to win your U.S. Open? And they've told us. And we've listened, and that's where we're going. And with the Women's Open, the U.S. Women's Open, we heard loud and clear from the women, hey, we want to win at the same great venues that the men play. Pebble Beach, Pinehurst, Oakmont, Marion, so many of those great places that we've never had a U.S. Women's Open. Imagine, we had never conducted, with all the great U.S. Opens at Pebble Beach, you know, Jack, Tom, Graham, Tiger, Gary, we had never had the U.S. Women's Open there. Well, women made their own history last year, and we're going to go back a bunch more. And we think that's good for women's golf in the game. And that really is it. And we did. We went to our partners, anchor sites and long-term partners, and said, yeah, we'd love to partner with you to have a U.S. Open at your great cathedral. But we need you to stand beside us and elevate the women's game and host a U.S. Women's Open or two. And every one of them easily and enthusiastically stood up and said, we're there for you. Let's do it. It's been pretty exciting.
That's awesome. So we're going to Pinehurst number two, one of those anchor sites. You've talked about the stuff that is being done to project into the future as far as the infrastructure and that kind of thing. What can we expect this year from Pinehurst number two, as far as setup, golf course? When Brian and I played it during media day, some of those tees were a long ways back there, especially like on number five and that kind of thing. But, what can we expect?
Well, I think Pinehurst number two is it's such a special place, and we do think about it in a specific way. And I'll give you a couple of examples of that. First, as you know, we played back-to-back U.S. Open, U.S. Women's Open there in 2014. It was historic. It had never been done before. Magnificent. It came off incredibly well. Martin Keimer from Shell Wee, we set records on so many fronts, from attendance to merchandise to just so many things that happened. This year for the U.S. Open, you're going to basically see the same golf course that you saw in 2014. It's effectively the same length. It's actually 10 yards shorter, 7,550 yards. It's just 10 yards longer than 2014. And the reason it's shorter is we just measured some holes differently. Give us a little more. We didn't measure quite as far back on a couple, three holes, and that's the difference. So it's effectively the same, but there really aren't many differences. The only thing that's different, the only couple things are different is one, in 2014, we played on bent grass greens, and this year we're playing on champion Bermuda grass, and that's going to be a really positive thing agronomically, we think, to get the right firmness and speeds that we'd like. It was beautiful in 14, but if we do get some inclement weather, the champion Bermuda will perform even better. And then I think the other thing that we've done is narrow up the 13th fairway a little bit, just talking with Bill Kaur and Ben Crenshaw and friends of Pinehurst. We just thought it was appropriate to bring that in about 12 yards. And then the other thing that we did, the only other thing is we planted a few more wiregrass plants in the sandy natural areas. And the reason we did that was because when Bill Kaur and Ben Crenshaw restored Pinehurst number two to the Donald Ross sandy natural areas off the fairways, they restored the wiregrass plantings that were always part of it, the naturalness, the randomness, as Donald Ross called the rough in the sandy natural areas, the perfect rough, because you stand on the tee and you hit it in there, you don't know what you're going to get. You get a perfect lie, or you could be in a wiregrass plant and have to pitch out. And the randomness and the anxiety that creates is a good thing, at least in his eyes and ours too. But we did plant some because we found that it hadn't matured in 2014 like it was originally intended. It was just too new. And then along the way, the last 10 years, they've taken some wiregrass plants out for pace play, and some of it's been trampled down. And so we put it back and get it off the fairway. And I think that randomness Mr. Ross intended will be there. Other than that, we haven't done anything else. We haven't lengthened it. We haven't built new tees. We could have. And I'll tell you, the only other thing that's different is the players will be hitting it about 10 yards further on average. Both tee shot, maybe a club, maybe two clubs longer than they are these days than they were 10 years ago. But I think that's a pretty strong message that even though they are, we didn't lengthen. And it's because it's not about length of Pinehurst. It's about those magnificent Donald Ross upside down cereal bowl putting green. It's as Donald Ross described it, a second shot golf course. And that's going to be what our strategies will entail, those magnificent putting greens.
Tom Bodenhammer joining us from the USGA. And by the way, you said you planted a few. If I remember, the number was 50,000, something like that. That's a few wiregrass plants.
I won't admit to any number there. I think that was Bob. Maybe it was Brian. It was what we thought in talking with Bill Kaur, and it was what we thought Mr. Ross intended to get that randomness, and we feel good about it, and so does Pinehurst.
Well,
it's a lot, but it's I think it's very appropriate because I'll say this: the fairways will be a bit wider than some U.S. Open venues. They'll be on average 30 to 33 yards wide, 35 yards wide. Typically, we're 27, 8, 9 yards wide, but it'll play fast, and we'll get plenty of balls in there, but we just felt it was needed.
I hit one of my best shots in media day off the side of one of those wire plants, and you know what? I'll tell you, I was like a little dismayed when I got there to the ball, and then I pulled the shot off, and I actually felt it was probably one of the greatest feelings I felt all day. I didn't make a birdie, but I hit it on the green from 220 yards or something, and I was like, that was a really good shot. So there is that satisfaction that comes with it. Hey, John, you've been generous with your time. I just wanted to ask you this. You guys have the data, you have the stats and everything like that. What we saw at the PGA Championship with a tremendously long golf course, and then they got the weather that came in, it softened it up, and the players tore it apart. What are the elements? The caddy who you know as well, who does the yardage books, and he's always on our show, and he always says it's two things. It's firm, it's fast greens. Without firm, fast greens, there's really not a lot of protection against today's best players. What are your thoughts on that statement, and then what does the data show that makes a golf course setup most challenging?
Yeah, well, first, I agree with that comment. And secondly, I'd say I thought that the PGA Championship was magnificent. I think to see Xander Schauffele emerge as champion in the manner that he did, going all the way down to the last hole, to see the heroics of, you know, Bryson and so many others, it was just, I was riveted to it. It was magnificent. My buddy Kerry Haig, I thought, presented the golf course brilliantly. Valhalla is a special place, special history. You know, just memorable championships, and it produced again. And scoring was low, but again, Mother Nature had a seat at the table. You can't control that. And, you know, you can't make it long enough for these guys. Firmness is, you know, generally our friend. And, you know, because we think the greatest players in the world are players that not only can control their golf ball up in the air, but also think about what it needs to do and place it once it hits the ground. We think those are the best ball strikers and shot makers and have the most creativity, and that's what we endeavor to do. But, you know, we got to have cooperation from the skies above, and when you don't, you do the best you can, and they had a great outcome. And we hope to get firm and fast conditions at Planters, but if we don't, we'll make adjustments, and we think it'll be a great championship.
All right. John, thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, and all the best this weekend at Lancaster. It's shaping up to be an exciting finish.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you guys, and appreciate all you do to promote the game. Thank you.
You bet. We'll do it again soon. Thanks, we'll see you on site. John Bodenhammer is the Chief Championships Officer for the United States Golf Association. Kind enough to spend some time with us here. Hope you enjoyed that. We will take a break. When we come back, it's the Back Nine, hour number two of the show. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump says his fight will not end with Thursday's guilty verdict in the New York hush money trial.
This was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
Trump asserted the real verdict will be read by voters on November 5th, Election Day. The Biden campaign, in a statement, cheered the justice system holding Trump to account for committing crimes, but effectively agreed, saying the former president's future should be decided at the ballot box. The NRA is cheering Thursday's Supreme Court ruling as a, quote, victory for free speech. In a unanimous opinion, the justices stated that the NRA plausibly alleged that New York regulators infringed on the group's First Amendment rights. House Republicans are requesting access to Anthony Fauci's private emails and cell phone records. Congressman Brad Wenstrup made the request for the subcommittee investigating COVID-19's origins. The panel seeks communications citing new evidence that Fauci may have used personal accounts for official government business. A surge of international arrivals at the California-Mexico border is putting pressure on already stretched federal resources, including to former acting ICE director Tom Homan, who says it's affecting morale.
They're not doing what they're trained to do, and they're not securing the border. And Border Patrol now is offering big signing bonuses, and they still can't hire what they need to hire.
In the San Diego sector alone, Border Patrol has apprehended over 30,000 individuals from China this fiscal year, marking a staggering increase of nearly 9,000%. Lawmakers have expressed concern about potential espionage by the Chinese Communist Party. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One police officer and two others are reportedly dead after a mass shooting reported in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Police said the suspected gunman was also killed. It happened Thursday evening at an apartment complex. The officer killed is identified as 28-year-old Jamal Mitchell. An American Airlines flight bound for Boston from Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport had to abruptly halt its takeoff to avert a potential runway collision. The FAA has launched an investigation into the incident. How much are you willing to pay for a high-quality hot dog?
A recent survey conducted by food distributor U.S. Foods reveals that Americans are willing to spend generously on high-quality hot dogs. According to the survey, people would pay an average of $5.88 for a single hot dog, with the average American consuming two hot dogs per month. Meanwhile, the price of hot dogs has increased by 7% over the past year. The survey also identified Chicago as having the top regional hot dog, followed by New York. I'm USA's John Schaefer.
The IRS's free tax filing program will be available nationwide in 2025. The Treasury Department has announced the agency is expanding its Direct File program, which saw over 140,000 users in the 2024 tax season, saving an estimated $5.6 million in tax preparation fees. This year, the program was limited to taxpayers in just 12 states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and welcome in to another edition of Real Golf Radio. Is the back nine. Hour number 2 of the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. John Bodenhammer from the USGA joined us in hour number 1. The caddy's coming up here on the back nine, hour number 2. We're going to talk RBC Canadian Open. We're going to talk U.S. Women's Open. We're going to talk about the potential President's Cup teams, because it's starting to get that point in time. We only got 10 events left before the playoffs.
It's crazy.
We're going to go through that as well and kind of reiterate why it's important to get yourself in those playoffs, what comes with that, and how the FedEx Cup now incorporates FedEx Cup Fall with some added meaning and value to that. So we're going to get into all that coming up here. Rory McIlroy, by the way, says he regrets getting so deep into the PGA versus LIV scenario.
Yeah, that's in hindsight. He's making that comment. He was the guy that was, he was the poster child and carrying the torch. So, but as you were saying, only 10 events left. We got another 2 weeks and we got the U.S. Open. And then another 4 weeks after that, we got the Open Championship. We're done with major championship season. Say it isn't so.
Yeah, on the PGA Tour for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, it is going quickly, but this is a fun time of year. We got member guests coming up around the country. You've got a lot of fun things around the game, club championships, all that kind of stuff. So hopefully you're out enjoying it. State amateurs, a lot of fun things to talk about. We were talking about the Canadians and the strategic move that Wiersey's got to be thinking. And that is, look, Wiersey's Canadian. He's the he's the captain of the President's international team. They're hosting. They're playing it in Canada. You've got to stack that team with as many Canadians as possible, and just get that home crowd fired up behind you.
I think they'll do 2 to 3. I don't think he'll get 4 or 5.
You don't?
No.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go through the standings when we come back, because
I think
he could get 4, maybe 5.
Yeah.
I think you can get 4 maybe. I realize you can't leave off better, quote unquote, players, but if it's a pick 'em, you got to go with the Canadian, man. That's the way to do it. They need that. They need that crowd being crazy, and you know how they can get crazy. So,
and they do up there, absolutely.
Yeah, Yeah, no doubt. Wiersey took down Tiger in a singles match. They'll all be rallying around that idea. So we'll get into it next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With MyLowe's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, real talk. If you want to set yourself up for a great summer, you need to get to Kohl's this weekend. I just shopped the Red Hot Buys, and the prices were so good, I feel like I'm already on vacation. I found myself cute dresses for 30% off, swimwear for my kids starting at $14.99, and adorable finds from Carter's for 60% off. Plus, I saved up to 85% off clearance after an extra 50% off. So if you want a head start on your summer prep, then head to Kohl's now. Select styles, extra 50% off clearance valid through June 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Let's welcome in America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Caddy joins us as he does each and every week here on the show. Caddy, what's happening, man?
Hey, man. Free Scotty, that's all I'm saying.
It feels like the outcome of this was already known, and yet it still was nice to see it finally happen. The attorney saying there really is just no case here. The evidence just is... There really is none to even continue this, and so all charges were dropped, and away they go. And Scotty, of course, is choosing not to, you know, file any sort of like civil suit or anything against Gillis or the PD, and just putting it behind him and moving on. So it's just a bizarre thing that happened, and I think the only thing that'll be remembered, I don't think Brian Gillis's name will be remembered in infamy going forward, but Scotty Scheffler's photos in his orange jumpsuit will certainly live on into eternity.
I'm telling you, man, I'm thinking commercial opportunities, Friday orange, right? Instead of Sunday red, you got Friday orange. But Ricky, I heard Ricky's not happy about that because he kind of owns orange, right? And so we have a problem. And the lawsuit is going on. Patrick Patrick Reed actually filed the lawsuit.
Oh,
against the cop. Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense. Actually,
$700 million. $700 million.
Yeah, that's a little low, yeah. But yeah,
on behalf of Scotty.
Right. See, I got all the inside information. I got all of it.
Sorry, let me at least give you that for it. That was good. That was good to bring P. Reed into that one. I like it.
Yeah.
This could be one of those long edits, Brian Taylor. You know,
the not
best,
at all.
The best are the non-edited versions. That's we know that.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, let's just skip ahead to
live TV. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Let's skip ahead to Lancaster Country Club. Woo. And I mean,
oh yeah,
wow! If you enjoyed watching the guys absolutely tear up Valhalla, this is the opposite of that. So I was thinking of you as I've been watching this. The fact that you like pain, that's all I'm seeing out there is pain. Wow, what a golf course.
Yeah, Lancaster's a good old golf course. I was there many years ago, and when Nelly makes double figures, I mean, on a par three, wow. So it's kind of like the Tiger 10 at Augusta, right? Two best players of their time made 10 on a par three one time. So golf is hard. Golf is hard.
Golf is really hard. I mean, I've made a 10 before in competition, but it wasn't on a par three. It was on a par five. And yeah, it's tough. You know, she hit a couple. First of all, the shot out of the bunker that went across the green and went in the water, and then a couple short shots where that's where you can't hit it as short, and they came back in the water again, and she ends up making a 10. But what about this golf course is extremely tough for these women?
Well, okay. It's that same old adage, Caddy, that you always say, firm and fast greens. That's the only defense that you have, and it's showing off this week at Lancaster. I mean, that's the challenge. That's the challenge. And we had John Bodenhammer on, and I laid that quote out to him about what you said, that firm, fast greens, otherwise it doesn't really matter, and he agreed with you on that.
I actually met John Bodenhammer a few weeks ago at Pinehurst, and we chatted for a minute or two. Really, really nice guy, pleasant guy. And it's good to hear that he agrees with my fast and firm thing. I mean, but look, everybody says that. I mean, that's like saying it's nice to walk on a sunny day. It's just how it is.
I don't think so. I think no. And let me just push back a little bit, because all the talk at Valhalla was about how long the golf course was. Length was completely irrelevant because of the soft conditions.
Not irrelevant, but less of a factor. It's so have we gone through my par three stroke average thing? Have we delved into that a little bit?
I would say no.
So when you look at the stats, the weekly stats, the yearly stats on tour, the highest stroke average holes are par threes. Now, how does that make any sense? You get a flat area to tee it up on with a golf tee. You control a lot of the situation. Why do par threes play more difficult than fours and fives? And the reason I'm coming up with is simply because they're longer. They're a longer approach shot than most of the approach shots to fours and fives on the tour. They're just, so length does matter. It does. The guys just don't hit many four, fives, and six irons to par fours anymore at all. But they do on the par threes. They're forced to. So length actually does matter. The problem is, on the tour, you got to get a hold of 520 to make it long enough to affect somebody. It's got to be 520. I mean, think about it. They're hitting a drive 300, and they're hitting a 6-iron 210. So if it's not 520, they're hitting driver 6-iron or 7-iron, and it's just crazy, right? That's how long it's, but length does matter. But going back, like, Valhalla is a big, muscle, tough golf course. You go and play it, and you'd be like, how'd they shoot that here? Are you kidding me? But, yeah. You know, when you're flying it, 290, 300, like those guys do at the top end of the food chain, and the hole's 470, well, okay, it's a driver 8-iron, driver 9-iron. And the greens are soft, and okay, now the greens are expanded when they're soft.
Green light.
And yeah, it's just how it is. I can tell you one course that's not like that, though. I was just there last week. We're playing it next year for the U.S. Open.
Oakmont.
The enhanced Oakmont by Gil Hanse.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Oh, it's all I'm going to say is nice job, Gil. Oh, it's good. It's kept its character. I'm still putting it in there as the hardest course in the world.
Interesting.
How about that? Yeah.
So even with all the trees taken out and all that kind of thing, which was done prior, Gil Hanse went in, and he's kind of the U.S. Open doctor now. He went in and did some work at Oakmont, and it's phenomenal, huh, Caddy?
Well, when I walked out there, I hadn't been there for several years, and I didn't feel like it had changed its character. It maintained, it's Oakmont, just like you remembered Oakmont. The fairway bunkers are still, I thought at first maybe, oh, they're a little more playable out of them, but I don't think they are. I think they're still very difficult to play out of. All the nasty ditches are still there. And what they did, the greens, the interior of the greens, they only really changed the edges of the greens to kind of expand them out and flatten them out a little bit to give more hole locations closer to the edges. So it really has probably 80% or 90% of the old green surface wasn't touched. So it's not like a major redo on that. And I mean, there are some differences to the course with some bunkering. They kind of looked at the old photos and did that kind of thing, but it's a tremendous job. It's still every bit that Oakmont was in my memory before. And I was really happy to see that. It was really well done, in my opinion, really well done.
Interesting stuff. Hey, Caddy, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. The Caddy's with us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and continuing now with America's favorite caddy. So, caddy, no, you kind of piqued my curiosity here. So, I went and just grabbed the my Masters media guide from 1942 to 2023, all time cumulative stats for Augusta National played during the Masters. Number four, 240 yard par three. Ranks third most difficult, behind number 11 and 10. 11, 10, or 1 and 2, and then 4. And guess what number? Guess what's right behind 4?
Number 12.
That's it. But that's only 155.
The short
155. Yeah. So, and then the other par threes at Augusta, just for reference, number 16 is 11th, and number 6 is 13th. So,
yeah, kind of middle in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about the what you have to do though is you can't look at the individual. You know, there may be a par four that's the hardest hole, but you have to look at the cumulative and you know the average of it all. And the par threes almost never play easier than the par fours or par fives. Almost never at any event, any week.
Yeah.
Pretty wild stat. I'm pretty sure of that.
But it fits your logic though, because 11 is a 520 yard par four.
Well, there you go.
And 10's 495, but it effectively plays a little longer unless you can get the right hook shot around it, right? Because a lot of guys aren't hitting driver.
It can play shorter or longer depending on whether you hook it or block
it. That's right.
I mean, it's way longer if you block it. It's 30, 40 yards shorter if you hit a burning hook with a 3-wood and it's firm. And then it's forever if you block it out to the right. You're hitting lumber in there. So it's like whacked out different on that tee shot. But no, it is. Because I used to think, oh, it doesn't matter how long anything is anymore, but it really actually does. The stat that still blows my mind, and I think this is accurate, when Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open at Erin Hills, he never hit more than a 6-iron for a second shot to a par 4. And DJ said 1 year on tour, he never hit a 5-iron on a par 4 for a second shot the whole year on tour. Wow. I mean, that's hard to believe.
Is he talking 5-iron or longer, or just his 5-iron in general?
He never hit anything longer than a 6-iron second shot to a par 4 in an entire year.
That's interesting.
That's hard to believe.
But you got to think about it. You got to think about these guys, like you said, the upper end of the food chain. These guys are hitting it so hard and so long. I mean, You saw at the PGA Championship on the 17th hole, Bryson had 200 yards over a bunker to a tight flag. And of course, it was moist. And he hits it 3 feet from the hole with an 8-iron uphill.
So Bryson's 8-iron, I've hit Bryson's clubs before, hitting balls with him. And so that 8-iron is legit at least a 6-iron. It's if you think old school 6-iron.
Yeah.
First of all, it's like an inch and a half longer than your 8-iron is in the first place. And it's got, you know, all the new clubs are one club stronger on the loft. So that's really deceptive with Bryson, even more so than just the loft deception that we deal with now. Because a 7-iron, basically a 6-iron, is just, they took an old 6-iron and basically just put a 7 on it. That's the new club.
I think maybe a little bit of an oversimplification, but yeah, I get what you mean.
I mean, the lofts are about 4 degrees stronger than they were 30 years ago. But, you know, we're going old guy, old school. And the reason that has to do with ball launching and all that, too, with the different constructions.
Right, yep,
there's there's tons of variations, and, you know, variables that all fit into this equation. But anyway, your point is, yeah, that's a long way. I mean, wow. He just, How about taking advantage? I thought he was a lock to win when he hit it in the left hill on 16 and it bounced out of the fairway and then he made birdie. And like, that's the kind of stuff you do when you win. But,
right,
you know, yeah. Hey, this is a cool little tidbit. I texted Austin, Xander's caddy, today because I saw a little thing on the gram where it was showing how emotional the U.S. Olympic basketball players were when they won the gold. Like, Jordan was crying on the podium. I mean, we know he cries a lot, so. But anyway, it was pretty cool to see these guys that jacked up about the Olympics. So I texted Austin and I said, hey, what was bigger for you, the Olympic gold or the PGA championship? And I'd have to look up his exact reply, but he kind of didn't really give me a definitive on it on the reply. But they were different. They were different, awesome in different ways, which was kind of interesting. So I thought that was kind of neat. I know I caddied for a Players Championship win and a USGA win, national championship win. And I was surprised at how much, so that was the US Senior Open. And I was surprised that ranked almost up there with winning the Players. You wouldn't think winning a senior event could rank up there with winning the Players, would you?
But it's a national open, me, like, even though it's a senior event.
It's the national open. It is a big deal. It's a big deal doing the national country thing. I mean, that's just how it is, right?
Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Cat, so you mentioned national open. Here we are on the one-year anniversary of the first Canadian to win the Canadian Open. Nick Taylor getting the dub. What's more memorable, Nick Taylor with that win in the playoff over Tommy Fleetwood, or the tackle on Adam Hadwin by the security guard afterwards in celebration?
That was a great form tackle, too.
Oh, man. Freaking laid, like, right in the perfect spot. Shoulders,
hit him,
chest.
Yeah, and back right on the ground.
And Adam didn't drop the champagne, though. That's why I appreciated that.
There were so many good things about that. I love the way Nick threw the putter down. You know, the putter throw. What do you call that? I don't even know what you call that. It wasn't really a throw. It was a putter release. I don't know what it was, but it was the putter. Yeah, kind of. I don't know. It was cool. And what a great thing to do that. I can't imagine what he felt like. He's eating Tim Hortons for free for the rest of his life. I know that. I mean, how good is that? And yeah, I mean, what it had been, how many years since someone won it? Like,
never.
30, 50 years?
Never.
What do you mean? Never?
Never.
Did someone win it in like 1952 or something? Nobody ever won it?
I think it said since 1954, the inception of the Canadian Open. So,
oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
I think. I mean, I never. Hope I'm not right. Since 1954.
So. My dad's won it.
Well, your dad's not Canadian. San Diego.
No, not last year, but he still won it. He still won it.
Your dad won everything.
I know. Hey, I just know, have Brian, to throw it in.
Brian, I was just, you made my point, Brian. I was going to say, Bob can always step in. Like, anything we say, there's about a 40% chance that Bob can step in and go, oh, my dad won that one.
It's probably
like,
higher than 40.
You know what? But yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, he won everything. Okay, we get it. He was really good.
Okay? His first tournament that he ever won. His first tournament he ever won was in Canada, the Labatt Open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 1957, yeah. I think
58.
58?
Yeah.
Yep, Labatt Open.
I think it was 58.
Hey, this golf course, Hamilton, where they're playing this week, it's primo. It's awesome. It's a great golf. It's one of my favorites. One of my favorites in Canada for sure. I really like Hamilton. Sweet, sweet track. Yeah.
Here's something interesting, Caddy. The PGA Tour season we're 22 events into this season this week. 10 to go before the playoffs. How about that?
Isn't it weird? Like, the year's almost over all of a sudden. What happened? How's it go so fast? When you're a kid.
We're still 3 weeks to summer solstice.
Remember how long the summers took when you were a kid? It was like forever. Now it's 15 minutes. It's, yeah.
When you get older, time goes faster, Caddy.
It's wrong. There's so much wrong with it. I can't even begin to explain. Mm. Grumpy old Caddy. I'm not grumpy old man. I'm grumpy old Caddy.
Hey, don't let the summer get away before you make a trip to Utah and we get out and play some golf. So,
in the desert. I'll be back out for the tournament.
All right. We're going to be out there.
We're going to be out there. We're going to be out there in the middle of July at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when we're going.
Sweat it out a little bit.
See what you got.
I was down there this week and it's crisping up a little bit, which is nice. I mean, it had been a wet spring. And so it's nice to see a little bit of brown in there, and man, it's playing good. Firm, fast, so good.
Nice.
I love that. Much prefer a little brown on my golf course than lush dark green any day of the week.
Although the green contrasts with the black lava. I mean, come on,
it's
right?
still there. It's still there.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And the white sand.
You got to go. If you're anywhere, you got to go there. You got to go to that golf course, don't you? You have to go play. You got to go play Black Desert. It's just unique.
All right. Well, thanks for the endorsement there. Appreciate that. That's the Caddy telling you what to do. Caddy, good stuff. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for tuning in. And hey, you'll be happy to know that I spent a little bit of time in the river this week, and I did not catch. I only caught one. Caught one fish. So no falls though. No spills.
No falls.
Stay dry.
I usually spend a little time in the river when I fish.
Caddy likes to become one with the fish.
Been known to do that.
Put on his snorkel and look for him.
You're the best, Caddy. Hey.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Guy's a peach. All right, we got to take a break. More of the show continues next right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot, you'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, hope you enjoyed that conversation with America's favorite caddy. Let's get into some of the things. Again, RBC Canadian Open this year, we asked him about the tackle. That was definitely something that was a little shocking. You know, imagine finally a Canadian winning the Canadian Open. Adam Hadwin, in his excitement to go help celebrate with fellow countryman Nick Taylor, and boom!
He's got the champagne bottle and he's going to spray it.
And he was on his
back.
And
he just gets laid out, de-cleated.
That's exactly what happened. And you know what? To Adam Hadwin's credit, he posted a picture with the same security guard this week. Water under the bridge, and they're both smiling.
Oh,
and he was
funny.
Holding up his credential.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
He's like, that's what I learned. Got to wear my credential. I suppose Scottie Scheffler might have his credentials more readily available, too. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he did. I don't know.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case. Yep. Hey, so one of the things that we started at the top of the hour, but we didn't really get to explore more, is this President's Cup standing. So let's talk about it. Obviously, Mike Weir is a Canadian. He's the captain for the international team that's being, and the event is being played up in Canada. So he's going to have a huge home crowd support. And I think that's important, as we have seen in, you know, when they played in Australia, how crazy mm-hmm. that got. We obviously see it here in the United States. We've seen, you know, how that is effective in Ryder Cup play and things of that nature. So my contention is, and I think you and I disagree just a little bit on this, you know, and I appreciate.
I don't disagree. I just the amount.
Right, but to your point, you can't pass over maybe a more deserving player based on their results just to get another Canadian in there if they aren't playing better than someone you're going to pass over. And all I'm saying is maybe you might need to fudge that a little bit, and somebody that probably should have been picked, given it being in a different location, you might pass them over for a Canadian just to stack the team and create the ultimate home team up there in Canada for September. That's my only thought. But go through the standings. Where are we at? International team.
Okay, international team. We have Hideki Matsuyama, Jason Day, excuse me, Ben Ahn, Tom Kim, Nick Taylor, and Sungjae Im are the top six right now.
Okay.
Then we've got Minwoo Lee, Siwoo Kim, Corey Connors, Emiliano Garrido, Adam Hadwin, and Christian Bezuidenhout.
Bezuidenhout.
Are the top 12. Bezuidenhout. Those are the top 12 at the moment. So you look at Corey Connors and Adam Hadwin, 9 and 11. I think those guys would definitely be on the list.
Okay. Along with, as you pointed out, Nick Taylor.
Taylor, who is currently number 5.
Yeah.
Correct. Then you've got Adam Scott, Taylor Pendrith. Those are 13 and 14. Ryan Fox, 15. Eric Van Rooyen, 16. Cam Davis, 17. Mackenzie Hughes, 18. Kita Nakajima at 19. Adam Svensson at 20, who is also Canadian.
Okay. So, looking at that list, you get six are in. Which of those six out of 12 do you think the Canadians in 6 through 12 are in, which is Corey Connors and Adam Hadwin? That's right. What you're saying, right? And I don't think you can pass up on Sungjae Im. And I'm not sure you want to pass up on Minwoo Lee. And then you got Emiliano Grillo, I think is going to be tough to pass over, right? So to your point, we're running low on numbers.
Siwoo Kim?
Yeah, so I'm saying I don't think you want to pass up.
Well, he's another guy. So you got the from 7 and 8 is Minwoo Lee and Siwoo Kim.
That's what I'm saying.
Then you got Corey Connors and Adam Hadwin. Those guys are locks. So that's going to be 10.
As long as they don't fall outside the top 12.
Correct. Then you got two more to go.
So you're saying Lee and Kim are in, Connors and Hadwin are in.
Yep.
So leaves two more.
Yep.
So now
two more picks.
So of the two, you've passed over Griot and Bezuidenhout's the next one sitting there. And then you got Adam Scott, the vet.
Correct.
Now, this is where I start looking at future, right?
Captains.
Future President's Cup. We got Medina in 26, and then mm-hmm. it goes to Melbourne in 28. So if Adam Scott's not the captain in 28 at Melbourne, I don't even know what we're doing. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if this might be a good starting point to say, time for Adam to be an assistant captain.
Probably.
Unless he does something crazy with his game here in the next.
If he were to go out and win or.
Sure.
You know, a major or something like that, then absolutely. He's got to be there, and he'll vault himself up in the top six anyway.
He probably does play his way in. Taylor Pendrith sitting there at 14. I think Taylor Pendrith makes the team.
Yeah.
So now that leaves me with one. And I guess in fairness at that point in time, I would probably have to go with Griot because he's the one that was skipped over. So Bezuidenhout gets pushed out. So you're right. That's four for me. I mean, if I was doing it, I would take Pendrith. So Adam Scott's out and Bezuidenhout's out.
Okay, so that's interesting because then you wouldn't have anyone from South Africa on the team. With Bezuidenhout out. Ben Royen would be another one.
Yeah, but you're not passing over Pender to get Van Royen.
No.
Not when he's 14. Now, if you're playing in South Africa, it's again, it would flip the deal.
Correct.
But that would be unique, obviously, to not have a South African considering how good they've been.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting. Hey, let's look at the American team.
Okay. Top six on American. Scotty Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Wyndham Clark, Colin Morikawa, Sahith Theegala, and Max Homa.
That's a different looking top six, isn't it? Obviously, Scotty and Xander have been there, but Wyndham Clark, Morikawa's been in there for a while. Theegala and Homa break into the top six.
Yeah, Mahoma's been there too. He played it, you know, he's
Did you
played.
Say Mahoma?
Homa.
I think he said Mahoma.
Mahoma.
Mahoma. Mahoma. Mahoma.
Yeah, Homa's been there too. He's played on cup team.
I'm not saying he hasn't on the played. Cup team. I'm just saying in that position, being in the top six.
Yeah, correct. And not a pick.
And
then number seven and number eight, Patrick Cantlay and Brian Harman.
Man, what has been going on with Cantlay this year?
Yeah.
I haven't heard
it's
much.
Not looking good.
The only time I hear about Cantlay is when he's talking about his spot on the board and his comments that way.
Yep. Number nine, Chris Kirk. Then you've got Keegan Bradley at number 10, Russell Henley at 11, JT Poston at 12, Eric Cole at 13, Sam Burns 14. Danny McCarthy, 15. Justin Thomas, number 16. Tony Finau, number 17. Then you've got Cameron Young, Taylor Moore, Akshay Bhatia at 18, 19, and 20. And here's a guy way down here that kind of blows me away, and that's Jordan Spieth at number 24.
Interesting. Well, There's a lot of play here, Bob. In my mind, there's a lot of play. For one thing, it's a road game, but the international team hasn't won for a long, long time.
Right.
I think they had the one win, right? Back in Australia over Christmas.
In Australia, yep.
So I feel like they're going to need to put together a strong team because I think this is going to be where's he's going to have them ready to go. And they're going to have a lot of Canadians, a lot of hometown support. That's first of all.
Yeah.
But I also I don't want to look past the President's Cup, but I also want to look forward a little bit to the next generation of Ryder Cuppers.
Yeah.
Which was an embarrassing loss last year in Italy.
Yep.
So, I love seeing guys like Theegala in there.
Me too.
I like the idea of an Akshay Bhatia working his way in there. He's got to play better. But
Eric Cole as well.
I don't know. Eric Cole's not high on my radar, but I can see what you're saying. I think Eric Cole had a phenomenal year last year, and he's just dropping right now. I haven't seen the same kind of play out of him this year as we did last year.
As much, yes.
I'd love to see Brian Harmon in there. I need to see some more out of Brian Harmon. Patrick Cantlay seems to be slipping a little bit. You know, you just mentioned the guys are outside right now. Tony Finau, yeah. Justin Thomas, Cam yep. Young, Jordan Spieth. You know, those are guys that, you know, Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler's not in the top 25.
No, he's 29th.
Yeah.
So some of those guys that have been around and have been playing are not.
Willie Z also. He's not in there.
And that's because he missed so many events last year.
Sure.
So he's going to have to keep. Yeah.
Sure.
I would love to see Denny McCarthy get in on that team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know putting is a huge part of these things, and he's number 3 on tour in strokes gained putting. He's
there you go.
Guy's amazing putter. Tiger Woods, by the way, is 159th. I don't think he's going to be playing on that team.
No.
Tiger can play whenever he wants.
Yeah.
But I don't know that his...
Nope. And he did a great job as a captain, so Jim Furyk might call on him to help him out as far as captain. And speaking of captain, we still don't have a captain for the Ryder Cup yet.
No, but we have a manager?
We have a team manager, John Wood.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Did they just create a new thing? Hey, John Wood's our new team manager. All right. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
Like equipment manager? Like he's he's a former caddy. So like, is he going to be carrying? Is he in charge of all the caddies? Like he's.
I don't know.
That wasn't meant to be a demeaning comment. I just am trying to ask. What does that mean, the manager? Is that what you call? Is a hockey coach a manager? Or is he a coach?
Baseball coach is a manager.
Baseball coach is. I just wondering about hockey. I don't know if they're throwing it in there because we're going to Canada.
I don't know.
Okay. I got to bone up on that. We got NHL coming to Utah.
Yeah.
All right. If I had to pick them right now, obviously we're sticking with the top six. I'm not taking Patrick Cantlay. I like Chris Kirk a lot. I don't know if I'm taking
him.
I'm probably taking Brian Harmon. So that's my seventh. I love Keegan Bradley. I'm taking him. So that's my eighth.
Okay. I like that. I like both those.
I'm not as big of a Sam Burns fan as you are. I know he's got a lot going, but I'm going to skip Sam Burns. I think Danny McCarthy can be my Sam Burns.
That's nine, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And I still like Tony Finau. He's played and proven himself in these things. I'm putting him in as 10.
10?
Justin Thomas, he played okay in Italy. He actually stepped up for not playing well. It's hard to pass over JT. I get that. But I'm going to skip over him and pick Akshay Bhatia.
11.
Oh, man. All right, I guess I'm going to slide back and take JT at 12.
There you go. So, okay.
That's where I'm at.
I kind of agree with you.
Do you? All right.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you. Unless Jordan Spieth was to do something where he could bump himself up.
He's got to earn it.
He's got to earn it, though. Absolutely.
All right. That's a look at the President's Cup. As we mentioned, 22 events into this season, 10 to go before the playoffs. I think it's important when you start looking at this to realize the changes that have taken place on the PGA Tour. A little bit of a different scenario here. If you go through the FedEx Cup on the PGAtour.com, they're going to have the breakouts. They got the Comcast Business Top 10. So you're going to get a huge bonus if you finish in the top 10, right? That's nice. Then you got the top 30. That makes the Tour Championship. Top 30 is big. You're fully exempt into everything. You're into all of the, everything for the next year. Top 50, you're also exempt into everything, including the signature events.
Signature events.
So, but that's really the big demarcation because at 70, you're exempt for the next year, but you're not in all the signature events. Right?
That's correct. And then if you're outside the 70, then guess what? You need to play your way into the top 125 through the fall finish.
So 125 still is a number that is important on tour, but it doesn't come to a conclusion until after the FedEx Cup fall. So what does that mean? That means if you're outside top 70, that's 50 players now that would normally be like all set, cards done. Nope, your season continues. So that makes new events like the Black Desert Championship that's played in October and other fall events, it gives them more weight and more value, hopefully bringing better players, more serious competition, not just silly season or Korn Ferry Tour guys trying to build their status while the best players in the world are taking an off season, right?
Yeah, the fight for their year. Absolutely.
And a couple of things that's interesting. I look at Tom Kim sitting 76th. I look at Ricky Fowler at 103rd.
Yep.
Right? Our good friend Troy Merritt sits 133rd. So those are some guys that have to battle for different spots. Tony Finau, I think, was 41st. So there's some guys that are slipping down a little bit that want to be in certain spots. I think you meant Jordan Spieth 51st right now.
Yeah. So if you look at that top 30, outside the top 30, you've got Taylor Pendrith, Robert McIntyre, John Knapp, Sam Burns, Nick Taylor, Cameron Young, Austin Nickroat, Tommy Fleetwood, currently at 38th. Danny McCarthy, Mackenzie Hughes, Tony at 41, Billy Horschel, Alex Noren, Eric Van Rooyen, Matthew Fitzpatrick at number 47. Then Corey Cotters, Adam Hadwin, and Patrick Rogers. So it's all in flux right now. All in flux right now.
Yeah, there's some more.
When you think about it and how it gave you the opportunity and other women at that particular time the opportunity, what do you think was the general impression of Title IX when it came into play from a woman's perspective?
Well, when it came into play, it was passed in 1972. I was 10 years old. It had to be in effect in 1976. I was just entering high school. I don't really think that you're aware that you're part of history as it is happening. It's really only in hindsight that I've looked back and said, wow, Title IX had such a big impact on me. So for me, Pat Summitt may be more foresightful than I am. In fact, I'm sure she is. For her to get a sense of herself as a part of history, even as it was happening, she's a smarter gal than I am.
Where do you think women's athletics would be today if it had not been for Title IX?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think I would agree with Pat Summitt on that it was an idea whose time had come. I mean, the women's movement was going in the 70s, and I mean, there is just nothing more transformational than participation in sports. I mean, you see it with guys all the time. What it does for self-confidence and your sense of power, women were going to get there at some point, but boy, I sure am thankful Title IX came along and speeded it up a bit.
You know, when I watch the NCAA basketball tournament, and they can talk all you want about the women not being able to play above the basket like the boys can, and that's what they always talk about, but I got to tell you, there is some very, very fine basketball. And you think about the programs. You think about Pat Summitt's program, Gene Auriemma's program in Connecticut, Tara Vanderveer's program, certainly down at Stanford. I can go right around the country. It is the game, at least basketball, has exploded because of it. And I think one of the reasons why the United States has dominated missing basketball in the Olympics is because we developed at the grassroots level after the passage of Title IX that allowed these women to get the type of training and everything. Do you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. I guess I would say this whole thing above the rim or whatever. I think most basketball purists, if you would ask John Wooden today where the best basketball is being played, that's most of the image of how he visualized basketball, he'd say it's on the women's side. I'm afraid I have to say that on the men's side, the way the professionalization of the sport has gone, there are 5 one-on-one games going on out there. And the women's game is really played at a high level. The way basketball is meant to be played as a team sport.
I want to ask you a question as having been a player and also having been an assistant coach. And I find this interesting. I have never reported on this program, nor have I heard on ESPN or any other program, any women's athletic program that has been put on probation by the NCAA for either cheating or some other type of scandal. But yet we hear it all the time when it comes on the men's side. Why is that? What is it about the way the programs are developed, the women approach the game, everything? You're smiling now. So go ahead.
Oh, this is my little time to get up on my soapbox. Yeah, this is my soapbox moment. Well, for me, it's very clear. From the very beginning, starting with Title IX, Title IX was part of the Education Act. And it always perceives sports as a part of education, not apart from it. And the women's game, fortunately, has continued with that model. It is a part of education. Most of the coaches I know that coach at the Division I level are very focused because they know their girls don't have an opportunity.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.